Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one. That's the main website for my all the things that we do here on the show, all my writing, and all the things that you need to know about our Brain Trust members. You can find all of them there. Hundreds, couple of thousand Brain Trust members that we've acquired over the last several years. The largest community of small business experts on the planet. Right there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can link not only to the things that they've done here with us, but you can link all the way through to their own websites. You can find out about their books and all that. It's a powerful website. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's all free. And also, I'd like to encourage you to go to the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. The website is ageofthecustomer.com. That's where you can find out more about my thoughts on the age of the customer, the fact that the age of the seller is going away. That's what we've been doing business for 10,000 years. It's going away. It's not going to last much longer. The age of the customer is emerging. You've been hearing me talk about this now for a while, and that's what the book's all about. And that's ageofthecustomer.com, and you can find out more about what I'm talking about there on the website. But you can also find out how to buy the book. I hope you will. You can buy the electronic version or you can buy the hard copy. Hard copy, I'll autograph for you. And we've got a special offer there, too, for you. So check that out at ageofthecustomer.com. You know, in the previous segment, I was talking about the polling that we did, the online poll that we did with you and ask you, you know, what are your greatest challenges? And the biggest challenge, 58% of you said, we need more sales. Now, In the previous segment, I attributed a lot of that to the economy. I mean, think about it. The economy should be growing at 4%, but it's growing at 2%. Half. It's doing literally half of what it should be. If you look at all the other indicators, employment, unemployment, all the other indicators point to a stagnant, basically a stagnant economy, a moribund economy, a Jimmy Carter-like economy. And so it's one thing for me to say that and for you to say that, well, the economy's bad, blah, blah, blah. But guess what, folks? Here's the reality. Yes, what I said, I really believe what I said is true. I really believe that a big part of what the challenges we're having is this economy that's not growing. Well, but here's one thing that's also a truth. Your bills still have to be paid. Your employees still have to, they want payroll, right? They want their payroll checks. The rent's due. The payments have to be made, et cetera, et cetera. So what does that mean? That means that you still got to get your share of the business. Good times, bad times, if you're going to survive, you got to get your share of the business. So what I want to make sure that you do, if you're one of the 58% that says we need more sales, I want you to make sure that you are, if you're not getting enough sales, that it's not your fault. You know, it's one thing to blame it on the economy, but it might not be the economy. It might be something that you're not doing correctly, that you're not doing right. And one of the things that you might not be doing is you might not be making the conversion to age of the customer practices. You might still be stuck, hidebound, with age of the seller practices. And here's the difference. And I've talked about it before, but I'm going to remind you again. If you would like to increase your chances of getting more business in the age of the customer, then think about this. The customers are now making decisions about whether to do business with you or not. At what I call the relevance level, above the competitive level. Long before you're able to show them how competitive you are, you're being ruled in or out online by a prospect, by a suspect, and who could have then become a prospect. So they're looking at you. They're looking at your online presence. Even if you got a business that doesn't sell things online, even if you sell bulldozers, that obviously nobody buys a bulldozer through e-commerce, right? I don't care. Whatever you're selling, even if you're selling food, you know, you're a whatever, a restaurant, I don't care. Customers are looking at your online presence. They're shopping around. They're coming to see you. They're checking you out online on many different levels long before you ever get a chance to meet them or even know they exist. So what does your online presence look like? Do you have one? Is it up to date? Does it meet the expectations of the people that you want to do business with? That's the big deal, folks. Expectations and relevance, those are the key things that are going on right now in the age of the customer. And if you're not keeping up with your customers' expectations, with your prospects' expectations, at the relevance level, above the competitive level, then you're not getting your share of the business. So it's very likely that some of the 58% of my audience, my poll respondents, who said they didn't have enough business, it's not because of the economy. It's because they're still stuck in the age of the seller practices, hidebound in those practices. Folks, if that's you, you're not going to be around very much longer. Make the shift. Go to ageofthecustomer.com and read about it, and then you can decide if you want to buy the book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.